All right, so these next segments are gonna be like part one, part two, because like I don't know what I'm doing, because that's kind of like how I roll. But these next, I think I have like four questions or comments or whatever from my, I don't want to say good friends, but my good acquaintances, Kaylee and Abby. Kaylee is your stereotypical like over-enthusiastic blonde, and Abby is her mean friend. So, yeah.
Thank you, Dominic, for that beautiful introduction. One question that I've been dying to ask you is, what's the weirdest thing you've done as a child?
All right, interesting question. So, what's the weirdest thing I did as a child? I don't know, like, about weirdest, but I can tell you, like, the most interesting or funny one. As I mentioned in, like, the last episode, is the whole like blue marker incident. If you want to hear about that, it's a pretty good story. You should go check that out. But to answer your question, I would have to say weirdest thing I did as a child. That's a tough one, but I will tell you that one thing that I did once as a child that was pretty stupid was my sister and I, we shared a room at the time. We were pretty little. Like, I know I was under the age of six, so I was probably six, she was like four, maybe five. We would jump back and forth between our beds and we'd have a good time. Now one time, listen, this is why my sister and my brother aren't gifted and I'm not. I thought, okay, so if she jumps from my bed to her bed, okay, she'll start on my bed, right? Makes sense so far. So, if as she's jumping, I grab her leg, I'll fly with her. So I grabbed her leg. She jumped. And, like, I grabbed her leg as she was in midair. And so she, like, slammed herself on the side of my bed. But that's not really weird. Oh, this one's kind of embarrassing. But when I was little, I would pick my nose all the time. It's kind of embarrassing. I mean, a lot of people would be embarrassed, but like, I don't really care. At this point, I have nothing to lose. So, all right, let's hear your next question.
I would like to ask you how you would conquer the earth.
Okay. How I would conquer the earth. So, assuming I would want to conquer the earth, which is a bit of a stretch, I want to conquer the universe, but we'll stick with Earth for now. All right. So, I'd start with okay, I'm gonna have like a Dr. Doofenshmirtz kind of plan here. All right. Of course, I'm gonna make like a giant robot army. Okay, I'm gonna have self-destruct buttons on them, just in case, because you never know. Except they're not gonna be on like their feet, so that way when they step, they explode. No, I'm smarter than that. Okay, I'm gonna put them on the back of their heads, because what weirdo just walks up to people and robots and just says, "Hey, can I touch the back of your head?" That'd be kind of weird. So that's what I would do. I would have them just, like do typical evil robot stuff, destroy cities, kill innocent people, till eventually they're only the people left that obey me. And they'll help me conquer the earth. I'll probably like hire a jester to make me laugh and do my bidding. But that's pretty much my main idea there. I mean, I have a couple other ideas in the works, but yeah, those are the main ones.
Another question I have is, if you could swim in any liquid, what would it be and why?
Okay, so I was gonna stick with water, but I think that's like, it's too, like, I've already swam in water before. I mean, first of all, where are you getting these very odd questions here? Second of all, is if Jell-O counts as a liquid, I don't think it does, but I'd swim in that. But okay, this is gonna sound really weird, but whatever. chunky milk, like spoiled milk. I think it'd be really gross, but it would be a super cool experience. Like, people could be like, oh, yeah, one time this was so crazy. There was like a school shooter and I made it out alive and it was so scary. I even saw the guy. My cool story to follow that would be I swam in chunky milk. So that's about it.
Before we ask our final question, we would like to thank you for letting us join your podcast.
Okay, our final question is, would you buy your kids a car on their 21st birthday? Thank you.
Okay. So a couple things here. At 21, they wouldn't be... They'd still be my human that I created. I'm not going to explain how I created that, because that would be awkward. I'm already making it awkward, though, so here we go. So when a mommy... I'm just kidding. He wouldn't be a kid, or she, but they'd be an adult, because they're adult after 18, because I'm smart and I know things. But I would have to say, hell no. Like, by the time they're 21, they're financially in charge of themselves. That ain't my problem. Unless they're, like, homeless and dying, I ain't helping. God, I sound like a terrible human. Also, it's like, you're 21. You should probably have a car by now. If not, you should probably have saved up enough money to Uber. Also, if I were ever to buy my kids a car or something, which I would never do for the record, I would buy it earlier, because, like, why the 21st birthday? It's like, they're an adult. They're financially in charge of themselves. Also, kids, God, I sure hope not. Plus, when they're young, they're super annoying. When they're old, they ask for money and stuff. Like, I could not handle raising myself. I ask for money way too often. Like, hey, mom, can I have Sonic money so I can go to Sonic with my friends and, you know, get fat? She's like, sure, just go away from me. I'm like, do I really have to pay my kids to get away from me? I could just, like, dedicate the basement to the dungeon. Just send them there. Then I'll, like, eat McDonald's in front of them or something. That would be funny. By then, of course, I will have eaten so much food, I will be a professional sumo wrestler. So, yeah, you're welcome for having you on my podcast. Thank you for giving me content, because I'm unoriginal and kind of a sellout, but that's whatever. So, yeah, everyone, round of applause for Kaylee and Abby. And if you just then clapped there, what are you doing with your life? All right, let's move on to our next segment. All right, y'all, so before we get back to the actual fun stuff, I would like to let you know that if you ever want to, you know, tell me something, ask me a question, really anything, you have a pretty likely chance, as long as it's, you know, something that I can make content out of. All you have to do is, download the Anchor app, and, from there you can look up my podcast, and you can add a voice message, and, like Kaylee and Abby did, just a minute ago, they, I added their voice messages, and I responded to them. So you could do stuff like that. You could also check out my Instagram, and you can type questions in there. Just however, if you want me to, you know, talk about something. If you looked at my Instagram, you'll already know this, but it will be anonymous if you're on Instagram. But if you want your voice message, people will know who you are. Just your first name though, because I don't want people knowing your last name. That'd be kind of weird. But yeah, let's get back to the fun. Be sure to leave a voice message or a comment or something, so I have content. Yay. Alright, so I am going to be judging a couple TV shows that you guys suggested. And first of all, I want to tell you why I'm qualified. Okay, so like the first reason why I'm qualified is because instead of going outside and actually doing stuff, I stay at home and watch TV shows. So there we go. That's reason one. Another reason why I'm qualified is the fact that I'm very judgmental. And yeah. And the third reason why I'm qualified is because you're sitting here and you're listening to me talk about it. So boom. Alright. So, first show I watched the first episode of Stranger Things. So, I'm like the one person in my general age group that has not watched Stranger Things. And honestly, I think, I don't know, I didn't like it. I've always kind of liked, like, sci-fi type stuff. And, like, stuff that's similar to Stranger Things, I guess. I don't know. I didn't like it. It was too boring. Like, there wasn't enough action or anything. It was just, I don't know. It didn't really catch my eye that much. Granted, I know the first episode of shows are usually crappy and sucky and terrible. But I didn't like it that much. Like, also, It's too long. Like, I have the attention span of a goldfish. Like, right now, I'm fidgeting with, like, 30 different toys, and I'm spinning in my chair. And, yeah. But, like, I really think it's overhyped. Like, the characters, people are like, oh, they're so likable characters, and I like them so much. But I'm like, they're okay. Like, nothing memorable about them. I mean, wow, congratulations. You invented the first characters that ever played Dungeons and Dragons. You've peaked television. Great job. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about stuff I liked about it, because, you know, people want to like me, I have to like other things, so. Things I liked about it. I did like the spookiness. I'm not sure if that's a word, but I'm making out a word because I can. But, like, I like the creepy atmosphere. I think it would be a lot better if it were more, like, full-on horror. Because I like horror movies and whatnot. But, like, yeah. It was okay. It was, you know, I would say, here's my recommendation. If you are a nerd, you should watch it. If you're bored, you should watch it. If you like sci-fi, you should watch it. And if you like creepiness, you should watch it. Granted, I've only seen the first episode, so I don't know too much about it. But I will say, if you don't like any of those things, don't watch it. Like, I don't know. I just think it's a little overhyped. I'm going to give it a solid 7 out of 10. Yes, that's right. I'm giving Stranger Things a 7 out of 10. If you don't like my opinion, you can just stop listening to me. Alright, so let's move on to our next show. Alright, so for our next segment, not really segment, because it's technically the same segment, but for our next show, I'm going to be reviewing Phineas and Ferb, okay? So, someone requested, obviously, I watched Phineas and Ferb, and I was like, dope, I watch that every day of my life anyway, 24/7, so it works out. So, I turn on Phineas and Ferb, and I'm like, dang, that's a good title sequence, Candace. Why wouldn't you tell your mom that? She'd just be proud. Anyway, that was a hint at the show, if you didn't understand. So Phineas and Ferb is a great cartoon that you might have watched when you were little. I did. I still watch it now. And It's just OG. Like, if you used to watch Phineas and Ferb, congratulations. You have earned the title of OG. And, like, okay, so let me plot out basically the general theme of each episode, okay? So Phineas and Ferb are, like, twin brothers. I'm, like, 90% sure one of them was adopted. And their older sister, Candace, always tries to bust them. Like get them in trouble. Because their parents are never home, because I guess they don't, like, love them or anything. Or feed them. You never see the parents feed them. And, Phineas and Ferb are, like, child geniuses, and they make crazy inventions in their backyard. And so Candace will see it, like a giant roller coaster anti-gravity machine. She'll see it, she'll freak out, and she'll go, like, she'll go run to the store where her mom's at or something. And she'll be like, "Mom, Phineas and Ferb are doing this, blah, blah, blah." And, just as, she gets her mom home to see, the crazy machine always, it's gone. And it just looks like the kids are playing. Now, meanwhile, while this is happening, their pet platypus, Perry, he's just walking along. He, like, throws on a fedora and goes to a secret lair under their house. And then the kids are like, "Hey, where's Perry?" And they don't see him till the end of the episode. Because Perry, by day, is Perry. But by night, is Secret Agent, or Double Agent P, or Agent P. Yeah, Agent P. Perry the Platypus. And he wears a fedora, and his arch nemesis, Dr. Doofenshmirtz, he builds machines that could destroy, or not destroy, but, like, make him the ruler of the whole tri-state area. And every time Agent P stops him, it's pretty good. And then the machine is usually what makes the kids' device machine thing disappear. It's basically the plot of most episodes. So, yeah. And honestly, it's just a great... It's funny for all ages. It's appropriate, so you could show it to your grandma. She'd be real confused, but she'd be okay with it. You could watch it with your mom, your uncle, your baby dog, and everything. It's just terrific. So, of course, now, I have to go for my recommendations. I recommend it to everyone and everything. Just like if you enjoy things that are actually cool, you will watch Phineas and Ferb. That's it. Bada bing, bada boom. You got a new favorite show. Congratulations. So, I rate this show a 10 out of 10. Would recommend. That's right. So, now let's move on to the next whatever I'm about to do. Alright, so I decided I was just gonna be done reviewing shows. Because I watched so many shows, and then just decided my review just wasn't going to be, like, I couldn't make enough content out of it. Sorry, y'all, who wanted me to watch Grey's Anatomy, but also Friends. I couldn't watch Friends anywhere, really. I had, like, nowhere to watch it. Sorry, not sorry. Maybe I'll do it in the future. But now I wanted to talk to, this was back in, like, December, but it was maybe a couple weeks before Christmas, because I wanted to share this story. I know a handful of the people listening have heard of it. Maybe some of them have lived it. And some of you will just be like, "Wow, Dominic, what an interesting story. Congratulations, you have one of those now." And I'll say thank you. So, from the bottom of my heart to all of you, thank you. Okay, so this is about the time I went to Colorado with my mom, my stepdad, my brother, and my sister, okay? So it was like a 4-day trip, I want to say. We were ready to do, like, a bunch of things. So, first day, we get to Colorado. We can't check into our Airbnb yet, so we go to a Carl's Jr. place, and we eat there. It's pretty good, not gonna lie. And then we decided to go up to Pikes Peak. We were up there till maybe dinner time. This was actually really exciting because we haven't, like, gone a lot to a lot of places with, like, mountains in them. So this is just, like, this is a really awesome time for me, because, you know, I live in Kansas, which is a, it's the most boring state ever. Like, literally, name one exciting thing in Kansas. Like, in my experience, the only exciting thing is when your mom tells you to put on your nice overalls because they're hanging a new scarecrow this week. And I'm like, Kansas sucks. So, yeah. So, yeah, we're in Colorado, and there's mountains there. And we're up in Pikes Peak, and we're having a great time. We're taking a million photos because, again, Kansas is flat, and it sucks. And then my step... Well, okay, I call him my stepdad. He's not technically my stepdad, but he proposed to my mom on the mountains, and it was pretty cool. I took a photo, and because the camera's battery was low, it was kind of blurry, and it's disappointing. They're not that angry or something, but I am. I'm angry at myself. But it's whatever. That's fine. It's all good. So, great time. We check into our Airbnb. We spend the rest of the night there. Great time. Then I think next, yeah, we went to the Garden of the Gods. It's a cool place up there in Colorado Springs. No, that's not where we went. Is that where we went? I don't even know. Gosh, I'm terrible at this. I think so. I think that's where we... Okay, it's... Yeah. So, we're up in the Garden of the Gods. And we go out. We go for, like, a little hike-type thing area. And we're out of the car for maybe, like, 10, 15 minutes. When we first get out of the car and we start the little hike thing, like, my shoes laces got caught and, like, tied together. So, I tripped and fell. I was super angry because I was embarrassed. It was like... Whatever, fine. And I saw these people. They were, like, the only people in this hiking area. They walked by us. I didn't really take note of them, but I remember them walking by. And this will be important later. Don't worry. So we go through our hike. I start getting less embarrassed about my stupidity. And we get back. We get in the car. My mom asked... I think she asked to see her camera. Was her camera taken? No, it wasn't, because I had it with her. With me. She has to see her purse or something. No, her camera bag. Ha. I got this. I can tell stories, I swear. And, because it was in the back seat when we got out for the hike. We searched. We were like, uh-oh, we lost it. And then, Cy, our soon-to-be stepdad, he's looking around like, where'd my man purse go? That's not what he said, but we all know it's a man purse. And we're like... Oh, darn. Looks like we leave Kansas and something interesting happens because we got robbed. So now we have no money, no cards. They don't even have their IDs. So, like, they can't get money wired to them. And, like, the next day, the next, like, maybe 11 o'clock, we have to check out of our Airbnb. What are we going to do there? We don't have enough gas to get home. And we don't have money to stay somewhere else. So we're like, we're screwed. We're dying in Colorado. Should have spent more time with my dog. And then a miracle happens. My mom realizes, hey, my brother works at a bank. So he called in a few favors. Bada bing, bada boom, bada pow. And we have some money. So we're like, you know what? We are not going to let this ruin our trips. Because they cancel their cards in time and whatnot. So, we have a bit more money. We can do a couple things. Not too expensive, though. So, we went up to Denver, which was about an hour away from there. And we had a really nice rest of the day from there. And it was a great trip. Despite the fact that we got robbed, it was still fun. So, that's about the trip we... Yeah. That's about the time we went on a trip to Colorado. So, yeah. That's the story. Don't know how to end this anyway except for awkwardly. So, just right now, picture me staring at you. Awkwardly. Alright, so I'm here to, like, basically just have a one-way conversation with you about things... that, like, might be relatable, things that's, like, just me. So, here we go. Alright. So, oh, here's one. Okay. So, there's two bathrooms in my house, and sometimes I gotta pee. So, and the bathroom's right across from my room, so it's like, ha! Better excuse for me to be lazy, don't have to walk as much. Might as well get, like, in my chair and just wheel myself there. So, like, I get up, get out of my room, go across the hall. Oh, okay, someone's in the bathroom. I'll just wait a couple minutes. Like, not even. And then, wait a couple minutes, you know, play around a Fortnite, die instantly, get mad, switch over to Minecraft, start building a house. I'm like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. I forgot about that. So I stand up, walk out, look across the hall, and oh, the shower's on now. Great, my sister's showering in the only downstairs bathroom. So if I really have to go pee, I gotta go upstairs, man. That's a long walk, alright? I'm just trying to chill, you know, I'm vibing. And now I suddenly have to walk upstairs if I want to pee. So at this point, I'm like, you know what? I either just explode or I pee in an empty Gatorade bottle. So I decide I can just wait. And I wait and I wait. So there's one thought right there. Here's another one. Has it ever occurred to you guys that, like, history classes, like, as they go on and on, like, they're just gonna get, like, longer, more complicated, and more difficult? Because, like, time goes on, so there will be even more history in, like, say, 200 years. Maybe by then there will be, like, a World War V. That would be cool. And maybe there's a new virus, the Bud Light virus. And yeah, that'd be interesting. And they'll learn about TikTok in their history books, guys. Assuming trees are still there by then. Mr. Beast Man, if you want these trees to last, you gotta plant a lot more than 20 million. I'm thinking 20 million every year, bro. Because, whew, yeah, it's a lot. It sounds like a lot, but humans suck, man. Okay, also another thing. Half-popped kernels and popcorn are the bomb.com. Like, sometimes I will eat an entire bag of popcorn just so I can have those couple of, like, half-popped popcorn. They're, like, they're crunchy. They've got some of the kernel shell, but it's also the popcorn. It combines two of the things, and it's just perfect. It's perfect. Sometimes I think of half-popped kernels when I'm trying to sleep. Also, with, like, the popcorn and, like, the inside of the bag and how buttery it is, I hate it when people just, like, throw it away. No, no, no. Some people are normal people, and they'll, like, take their hand, like, rub it on the side and lick their finger because it's super buttery and delicious. But I'm like, you can't capture all the butter that way. So here's what I do. I tear the bag apart into several small pieces, and I lick each piece to get the maximum amount of butter. You might think that's weird, but once you try it, you're addicted, man. I'm just saying, like, don't judge me until you try it. I'm assuming you're judging me. So, yeah. Another random thought is, why are butterflies called butterflies? Like, I'm gonna assume butter, like the name for butter, came before the name for butterflies, which, in that case, like, why would you name it that? Like, you've all heard the joke. Like, what do you call it when you throw butter across the room or something? Butterfly. Wow, hilarious. But, like, even if the word butterfly came before butter, they're nothing in common. So why would you, like, call one butter and one butterfly? It makes no sense to me. Like, sometimes when I'm just, like, trying to, like, take a nap, chill out, just really have a peaceful moment for once in my life, I just think of that. I get stressed out, and it sucks. That's like, the biggest problem in my life. Butter and butterflies. So, yeah. There's a glimpse of me and my life and my thoughts. If you want to hear more about my thoughts, go to my thoughts. Just kidding. Just let me know that you want to see more thought, more like of my thoughts and brain stuff. You can DM me or follow me or stuff on. I'm going to post a lot more on my new Instagram account, Mr. Wolf Talk Time. So look me up. Give me a follow, like any of my posts that I haven't posted yet. If you have any questions or comments or something, just like you can DM me or something. Just there's so many ways to contact me. You can even download this Anchor app and you can leave voice messages that I can include, like Abby and Kaylee did just earlier. So yeah, there you go. Thanks for watching this episode, and remember, if you get anyone pregnant, make sure they're hot.